The amount in question has been recovered and paid into the consolidated account.
The auditors are saying that we requested the shadow officer of the bank to lodge the money. Who was the shadow officer? And what punishment has been meted out to him?
We did not actually give any punishment. We asked him to pay back the money, and the money has been paid back.
Mr. Minister, you see, our concern is that somebody commits a financial indiscipline and then just ask the person to pay back that amount. There's no deterrent. That's our concern. If you continue doing that, then we'll be getting plenty of these books almost every year being written. You see, the cost of the port taxpayers' money, look at it. Plenty, voluminous, because of all these infractions, because we don't punish them.
So far, we haven't taken any action. Per the recommendation, we're asked to ask this officer to pay back the money, and he has paid it back. So we haven't taken action as to whether we have to take him on.
No, Minister, I take 15 million today. 5 years' time, I return 15 million. The value. Have you checked it? The value? Did you charge interest on it?
We did not charge interest on it.
When was it paid? He showed us some receipt. When was it paid?
Honorable Chair, the amount was paid on the 7th of 4th, that's April 2016.
See, we are dealing with 2011 report. Somebody has taken statement for 5 years. The person returns it 5 years' time and then no interest is charged. Is that the best practice, Honorable Minister? So there's a greater motivation for this thing to continue. You know, when somebody sees a goat, the person immediately gets about 5 years in jail. Somebody has stolen about 5,000 or so.
Honorable Chair, based on the auditor's recommendation, we just acted exactly what the auditor has said. We did not ask those guys to pay interest whatsoever on it.